we're on the brink of a new year. And as you know, many times as we come to a new year, that New Year's resolutions are many times they're also easily forgotten. Therefore, you must work hard to stay on the course in your walk with God and in developing the ministry of True Life Church. So today is the last Sunday of 2020, and for many of us, we're just saying kind of goodbye and good riddance to this stress-filled, chaotic year of 2020. This year has certainly been something like we've never seen in American history before, and our hope is that 2021 will bring good change and freedom from the pandemic, and that we can return to life in somewhat a normal fashion again. Now, for us as a church, this last Sunday of 2020 ushers in for us a new era of leadership and a new era of ministry. As a body of believers, we have grieved the loss of two of our church patriarchs over the past month. Dale Vondell made his way to glory last Sunday after a battle with cancer. And Jack Kolstad made his way to glory 3 weeks before Dale suffering a terrible and tragic stroke. Both of these deaths caught us by surprise. Both of these deaths have broken our hearts. Dale was the longest standing member of the church. And Jack has stood in the gap for this church for more than two decades. These men were both men of good spiritual example of faithfulness and service to the Lord. They were men who gave themselves without reservation to the best interest of others. Both men served our church on the advisory board during my 10-year tenure with the church here. Dale and Jack served the Lord faithfully in our church and in our community, and they could always be counted on to give themselves and their resources to the best interest of others and to the welfare of this local body of believers. So much that I could say of these individual deeds of kindness and sacrifices that Jack and Dale have made to help many, many people. My observation in regard to their sacrifices is that they always counted it an honor and a privilege to serve others and to serve the Lord. Neither sought personal recognition nor a pat on the back for their service. As a matter of fact, quite frankly, many of us would be surprised at the number of people and ministry groups that were touched by Dale and Jack and the ministries they've had. We would be surprised at how many people have had the fingerprints of God left on their life because of the ministry of these men. We ourselves have been honored to have been touched by their lives, led by their example, served by their love for the Lord. The world is certainly a poorer place without them, and heaven is certainly a richer place with them. I, for one, celebrate their joy as they experience the presence of the Lord Jesus in heaven. We thank God for loaning these faithful men to us. With the passing of Dale and Jack, patriarchs of this church, the baton of faithfulness and leadership is now passed to those of us who remain to carry on the good work of God through True Life Church. The void left in our hearts in Dale and Jack's passing also present a void of faithfulness and leadership in our church. It would be the desire of Jack and Dale to seamlessly pass the baton of leadership to those of us who remain. Jack and Dale have lent themselves to the laying of the foundation of True Life Church, and now we inherit the opportunity to build on what they have done. A regret that I have in regard to Jack and Dale's passing is that they are not here to see us take the next step of ministry, becoming an accredited church. However, as we stand on the threshold of the next step, church accreditation, they were only able to see that step from afar. It reminded me of Moses as he had done the bulk of the work in getting the people to the promised land and leading them through the wilderness. Moses only had the opportunity to see the promised land from afar. It was required of Moses to pass the baton of leadership and faithfulness to Joshua to lead the nation in the completing of the journey. In some small way, we are now in the same position as Moses and Joshua. The baton is being passed to us to complete the journey. Those of us who remain, we now are the owners of the baton. Young and old alike, we are called to run the race with diligence, to run the race with endurance and passion. We are called to make it real, to make a difference. And so let us, as the new year comes upon us, agree together to grasp the dream with both hands, to carry the baton with tenacity and dedication. And let us move forward to the goal of building up saints and winning the lost in the Flathead Valley. As we move out of 2020 and we move into 2021, it is a new era for True Life Church. And I call the young men and women of the church to bring your strength, to bring your energy, to bring your talent, your skills, your spiritual gifts, your spiritual insights to bear upon the ministry of this church. God has brought us into this place of transition. God has brought us to this place of forward movement to the next level. As we stand on the shoulders of Dale and Jack, let us run the race with endurance. Let us mount up as with the wings of eagles. Let us work in such a way that at the end of our days on earth, we would hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I see 2021 as the next step to ministry maturity for True Life Church. And I appreciate so deeply the groundwork that has been laid by those who have gone before us. So in 2021, new opportunities await. Let us be found faithful with what we have inherited in the ministry. Now, as we think about the new year, we are aware of the tradition of New Year's resolutions that are sometimes directed towards self-improvement goals that we set for ourselves as we come into a new year. We make promises to ourselves at the new year with every intention of being faithful to those resolutions. However, many times we find that New Year commitments are easily made, but oftentimes easily forgotten just a few short days into the new year. I paused this week and I tried to count how many New Year's commitments I have made during my life, only to have them vanish with a good night's sleep. However, my problem in doing the math on forgotten New Year's resolution is I can't even remember what my New Year's resolution was last year, let alone the many New Year's resolutions that I'd made in the years prior to that. How about you? You see, I've never met a New Year's resolution that didn't have a good intention behind it. But somehow, bad habits are hard to throw off just because the date changes on a calendar. Change does not occur because of a date change, a change in the year. Change occurs because of a change of heart. Change occurs because of a change of commitment. A change occurs because of a personal dedication to do something different, to become something new. This week, during a time of Bible reading, I stumbled across a couple familiar verses that are familiar to me and familiar to many of you as believers. And they are a couple of verses that I memorized early in my Christian life when I went off to Bible college and took a Christian life and witness course. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship of service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. As I reflected on these two popular Christian living verses this week, I found these verses to be as relevant today as I did 47 years ago. As a result, I reiterated within myself, this is how I want to live for God in 2021. I want to live for God as a living sacrifice for the Lord. I want to sign up for the 2021 tour of duty of faithfulness unto the Lord. As I thought about this well-intentioned idea of rededicating myself to being a living sacrifice for the Lord, I considered this idea to be a fine and dandy idea, a fine and dandy commitment to make in my mind and in my heart. Being a living sacrifice for the Lord sounded so beautiful and so wonderful. To live as one who is continually committed to being a living sacrifice for the Lord, it seems so magnificent, angelic, if you would. And I don't mean to brag, but so far I have a 100% success rate in my New Year's resolution for 2021. So as God spoke to my heart about confirmation of my commitment to the Lordship of Jesus, and as God and I were tracking together on my need to sign up to keep His will at the center of my life in 2021, I told God I didn't want this commitment to be easily made and easily forgotten. I told God my heart's desire was to avoid conformity to the world by focusing more on His will and less on my will. As I had this dialogue with God, man, I tell you, I was feeling the Spirit. Whoa, I tell you, I was there, man. It was good and awesome to agree in heart and spirit with the words of John the Baptist, who said, He, Jesus, must increase and I must decrease, John 3:30. I was feeling the Spirit when I agreed that I need to keep my focus on things above, Colossians 3:1. I was feeling good and when I agreed with James 4:4-5 that friendship with the world is hostility towards God. I was on a spiritual roll and with God and I was loving the moment of time. Thus, as I concluded my time with the Lord during this particular devotion time, and as I was feeling rather gratified and satisfied that the Lord and I had done such a good spiritual business together, I was making ready to excuse myself from the meeting when God indicated He wanted the conversation to continue a bit longer. God's Spirit bore witness with my spirit, and He said, let's just linger here a bit longer. So at the Lord's prompting, I read a little more of Romans 12. And as I made my way through the passage, the Lord pointed out through His gentle voice, Kent, you've made the commitment to the big picture of being a living sacrifice. And I appreciate that. To which I said, thanks, Lord. Can I go now? And the God's gentle spirit rebuffed me a bit and said, no, not just yet. I want to fellowship with you here a bit longer. Now, in this interaction with the Lord, I didn't hear audible voice of God. I didn't see any flashes of light. There was no angelic host that showed up to dazzle me. It was just God's voice bearing witness with my spirit. God continued the conversation. So, Kent, what are the specific things you need to do to make your commitment of being a living sacrifice a reality in your life? After all, 2021 is just a few days away. In other words, God was seeking to know from me, what will be different about me today than was true of me yesterday? I got to tell you, in this moment, and in this movement of the Spirit, and in God's questioning me, I came to that proverbial moment of awkward silence. I felt I was a kid again, having a conversation with my dad after he got off the phone with one of our neighbors who had called my dad to tell him something that I really didn't think my dad should know. My dad gets off the phone and he says to me, "Kent, I just received a call from our neighbor. Do you know what I want to talk to you about?" At that moment, I felt a panic quandary come over me. I could think of two or three neighbors that might want to call my dad to tell him something about me that I didn't want him to know. So I was rather nervous about confessing anything, because if I confessed the wrong thing, I would be in double trouble. Well, God's Spirit was speaking, and he pointed me back to Romans 12, where I came to realize in verses 3 through the end of the chapter that there were many how-to action points. How-to action points on how to really live out being a living sacrifice for the Lord. God reinforced to me that a living sacrifice is a sacrifice that lives for him. A life that lives according to God's priorities. A life that does things the way God wants them done, rather than necessarily in the way that I want them done. God pointed out that some of his ways would seem unnatural to me. And maybe some of his ways would even be contrary to the advice my own spirit would give me. He said a living sacrifice denies itself in order to honor the master. My response was, "So God, there are things listed in Romans 12 you want me to actually do to be a living sacrifice?" God's response was, "Yes, the things listed here are beyond good suggestions for the living sacrifice. If you really mean that you want to be a living sacrifice for my glory, then it's important that you embrace those things that I ask you to do." So I continued reading, realizing being a living sacrifice requires on my part, at times, attitude adjustments. At times, being a living sacrifice requires me to think differently about things than I would have normally have thought about them myself. And certainly, as I read the passage, I understood that there would require of me change of my natural conduct or behavior as the way in which sometimes I might want to respond and react to situations is different than how God might want me to respond and act in different situations. You see, Romans 12:3 started it out. Romans 12:3 says, "For though the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith." And as I dwelt upon that verse, I realized that this verse was a call to humility. You see, in our country, so many malfunctions occur because pride and arrogance and self-centeredness, the me first and me only attitude, permeates the decision-making that is leading the process of thinking in our land. Our society in so many ways is built on the attitude of arrogance and self-centeredness and the me-only way of thinking. And as I contemplated these things, I came to understand that the proud and arrogant spirit is a powerful weapon used against those who desire to be a living sacrifice for the Lord. Let me say that again, because it is an important point. The proud and arrogant spirit is a powerful weapon used against those who desire to be a living sacrifice for God. As I read through verse 3, I thought about how New Year's resolutions can be easily made and easily forgotten. And one of the things that can be easily forgotten is our commitment to the Lord, because the flesh would love to spring up and take God off the throne of us being a living sacrifice for Him. You see, New Year's resolutions generally require the denial of self to accomplish the goal. This week, I was called by a friend of Dale Vondell's who lived at Dale's assisted living home at the Springs. And this man had known Dale for many years before he moved to the Springs. And this man, Jim, called to extend his condolences concerning Dale's death. He said he had a memorial folder to inform the residents of the Springs about Dale's death and asked if I would like a copy of the memorial folder. And of course I would, so I drove over to the Springs and I met Jim at the door. He handed me the memorial folder he had made concerning Dale. And upon passing the folder on to me, Jim said to me this, "Pastor, I've been a friend of Dale's for a long time. And as I thought about Dale entering the pearly gates, I know exactly what Dale's first words would be when he walked through those gates." And I said, "What's that, Jim?" He said, "Well, when Dale stepped into heaven through those pearly gates, Dale's first words were probably, okay, Lord, here I am. I'm here to volunteer. What can I do?" Yes, for anyone who knew Dale, he was a man who gave himself to humble service wherever the need existed. He loved serving, and he became the fingerprints of God on the lives of many. For Dale, the measure of his faith was seen in his attitude, seen in his demeanor, seen in his conduct, and experienced in his spirit. Mark 9:35 is the epitome of Dale's life. "If anyone wants to first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." And as I thought about that verse in relationship to Dale, I thought, even if Dale were first in heaven, he would gladly give up his spot to benefit someone else. Now, Romans 12:3 calls us to humble ourselves before God and others. Being a living sacrifice calls us into spiritual service for the Lord. Romans 12:4 through 8 say, "For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given us, each one is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." You see, church, God has created us to be an interdependent group of people who work and serve and care for one another in the body of Christ. Now, this thought is contrary to a bad trend that is developing in church culture today. The bad trend is this: people are concluding, who needs the church? People are concluding that I can do it on my own. There is a feeling among some people today that the church, God's ecclesia, the called out one, can just manage it on their own. This may be why Romans 12:3 calls us to humility, to not think too highly of ourselves. For we have been created spiritually with a need for the body of Christ. Romans 12:4-8 calls us to humble service for the good of each other in the body of Christ. We are called to support one another in our walk with Christ. God created body members to be interdependent on each other. This thought is reinforced for us in 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. According to the word of God, God has distributed spiritual gifts to his children in order that we might assist each other in growing and serving the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and a variety of ministries in the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things in person. And notice verse 7, and to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. See, the spiritual gift that we receive from the Lord are provided for us to support the common good, provided for us to support the common good of the body of Jesus Christ. The spiritual gifts that we have received is so that we might exercise them in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ and thereby raise their hands up to the Lord. And our brothers and sisters in Christ have spiritual gifts that are designed by God to build us up and to support us as well, to give us strength in our journey with the Lord. In Romans 12:4 and in 1 Corinthians 11:7, we see that every member of the body of Christ is given a spiritual gift of service that is distributed to each believer by the will of God. God has pointed out that as Spirit-filled believers, we are better together than apart. We are stronger together than apart. We grow more together than apart. We serve better together than apart. We evangelize together better than apart. We are more successful together than we are apart. I share this with you today because on the verge of 2021, the Lord has impressed upon me how important we are to each other. God has created within us that spiritual interdependence as we are connected together through the power of the Holy Spirit. God has declared that you are an important part of the body of Christ because he has given you a gift, a spiritual gift to be exercised for the common good. In other words, to be exercised for the common good of the other members of the body of Christ. God has declared it is important for you to be part of and an active part of the body of Christ, in fellowship with the body of Christ, because God also gives others in the church to serve you and your good as part of the body of Christ. What this simply means is we need each other in Jesus' name. This is not a weakness for the body of Christ. It is actually God's designed ordained design for the body of Christ. By the will of God, he has called us to learn together. By the will of God, he has called us to grow together, to stand together, to serve together, to walk together. By God's ordained design, he has called us to worship together our Lord. And the enemy is lurking and wanting to pick off as many saints as he can. The devil is lurking and wanting to pick off as many believers as he can. And part of God's remedy and defensive strategy against the wiles of the devil is for his body, the living body of Christ, to walk together and to protect each other and to strengthen each other in the name of the Lord. Ephesians 5:15-17, as I was doing my study, kind of came to me as a cross-reference. Therefore, be careful how to walk, not as unwise men walk, but as wise, redeeming or making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. This passage deals with time. New Year's deals with time. In this passage, we see God has a will regarding our time. This passage teaches time, and our use of our time is important in the sight of God. In life, all of us are presented with opportunities to invest our time and our talents in a manner that pleases God and does good for others. Redeeming the time is God's calling for us to have zeal for the will of God, making God's will of highest importance in our life. Returning back to Romans 12, 9 through 13. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhorred what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Many of these things listed in this portion of the passage deal with the body life of the church. They deal with how we treat one another. They deal with how we exercise our spiritual gifts as we serve one another in love. When you read this list of exhortations, we need to read them as something different than godly suggestions. God calls for the believer to break out of the holy huddle and to serve one another, to run the play that God has set into motion. In football, if a team stays in the huddle too long, they are flagged with a delay of game penalty, and their team is penalized by 5 yards. It's important for us that we don't just gather together to have some kind of holy huddle, but God has called the play. God has directed us to do and to perform a task as a member of the body of Christ. And we need to perform our calling, whether it be on the line as a blocker or as the quarterback passing or as the receiver catching. We need to play our role in the church of God. As you may have a desire to be a living sacrifice for the Lord in 2021, think through the instructions of Romans 12, 9 through 13. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another. Honor one another. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Persevere in tribulation. Be devoted to prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Practice hospitality. So as I made my way through the chapter of Romans 12, and where I started in that commitment in Romans 12, 1 and 2 to be a living sacrifice, I came to understand that being a living sacrifice is more than just something that we dream about and think about and we kind of idolize in our mind. But being a living sacrifice requires of us action. It requires of us attitude. It requires of us a thinking process that sets aside our will for the will of God. Church, how do you expect to redeem the time in 2021? As you are here today, is there just one step you can think of that you need to work on in your spiritual life in 2021? Certainly, we can't do it all at one time. But at the same time, certainly there is something we can do to take a step forward as we look at the new year. Are there fundamentals of your Christian life you need to rekindle in your life? Your study of the Word of God, your personal commitment to the truth, time at the throne of grace, reaching out to others in the body of Christ, touching the lives of others with the love of God. Is there an attitude adjustment you need to make in your heart? Is there a bitterness that needs to be given up to love? Is there a hatred that needs to be given up to love? Are you ready to move to higher heights in 2021? For corporately, we cannot move forward unless we as the individual members are ready to move forward. Finally, as you make your personal commitment to be a living sacrifice for the Lord in 2021, I want to challenge you. Are you willing to receive the baton to run with us in developing the ministry of True Life Church in the Flathead Valley? We can only move forward in ministry with the dedication of God's people saying, I am all in. Saying that I am more than simply an attender, I am an owner of what God wants to do in the church ministry here. I believe God has called me to invest myself and my spiritual gifts and my effort and energy to helping to make it real, to make a difference here at True Life Church. Now, we don't currently have a church membership that will come with accreditation. But such a membership is only a name on a piece of paper. And I'm asking you for something different. I'm asking you for your commitment. Your commitment to make this ministry part of God's calling in your life. To accept God's calling in your life. To help move this ministry forward. As we seek to move, kind of so to speak, from toddlerhood in the ministry to maturity in the ministry. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless the ministry of True Life Church as we look forward to 2021, which is upon us in just a few short days. God bless you as you walk with the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, for each person here today, we are probably at different places in our spiritual walk with you. Some of us may have come into this service with our hearts ablaze for you and your will, and some of us may have come into the service with a calloused heart, a cold heart, a heart that is struggling and facing difficulty. But we are thankful for the Holy Spirit, who is all-powerful. And as each of us today just simply turn our gaze to heaven, and as we seek you through the power of your Holy Spirit, we would ask, Lord, that you would illuminate our minds and that you would help us to see clearly what step it is that we need to take next in our life to be more useful to you. We want to know, Lord, how is it that we can fulfill that goal of being a living sacrifice in 2021. We love you, Lord. We know that you have our best interest at heart. And Lord, we want to carry your best interest in our heart as we live these next 365 days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you as you walk with the Lord this week.